Here we are talking about Washington tax policy with Lisa Nunn. My name's Lucas Crowley, or Lukey Crowley. Lisa, do you want to say hi real quick
before
I get my questions up?
I'm excited to talk about Washington tax policy as a taxpayer.
So let me just start it off. We're dealing probably with the people that maybe don't know a lot about the Washington tax policy. So what in general makes the Washington state tax policy so bad when you look at it from the outside, your general take?
So compared to other states, mm-hmm. Washington is one of the few that has no income tax. Its tax system relies on property taxes, sales taxes, and business and what's called the business and occupation tax, which is on gross receipts to businesses. And all of those are fairly regressive taxes, which means they fall more on poor people lower on the income scale than on people higher on the income scale.
Okay. Do you think they would lose growth overall if they introduced an income tax? Business growth, for example, maybe?
It is hard to argue that this change to an income tax would improve growth if there's no changes otherwise. So overall, a reduction, increase in taxes, so add an income tax without changing any of the other taxes, that certainly would hurt Washington state GDP. Mm-hmm. It would reduce consumer spending. So if we take a little small macro model of the state economy, individuals who currently spend a fair amount of money at mm-hmm. Costco or cars or housing or whatever would not have that money. However, if you replace some of our taxes with an income tax, then you could end up with growth in our economy.
Say lower the sales tax.
The sales tax is relatively small. Our big tax bites come through the B&O tax, which is passed on to individuals through the price of goods, mm-hmm. and the property tax. So if you're someone who owns their home, you've lived in your same home for years and years, you live on Puget Sound somewhere, so your housing values have risen just because of changes in the area, you pay a really huge tax bite, even though you may be retired and have no income at all. They would suddenly not pay taxes because they wouldn't have an income, and someone who does have a high income would be paying taxes instead. So if we eliminate the property tax, uh-huh. It's very unlikely, though, that transition could happen and happen quickly. It's a bureaucratic nightmare.
Yeah, that's leads to my next question. And you know, you look at Jay Inslee, who's our governor now for a second term, and he doesn't oppose the no income tax. So I was asking why aren't liberal politicians in Washington State? Why don't they try to change the tax policy overall, have that full change?
Why don't they change it to the income tax? Yeah. And it's mostly because the gains would be relatively small.
Not just the income tax, but just in general, like you were saying.
The whole scheme of the tax system. Yeah, yeah. The gains would be small. It's just mm-hmm. a shifting of the weight. Mm-hmm. And so what they would lose is support from the people who make the big money, right? So the higher income people. And that support probably politically is valuable. Mm-hmm. So you're hurting a fairly big constituent group. And some folks would say it's the Republicans versus Democrats. So the Republicans are necessarily against it. Mm-hmm. But it's also about who would gain. And the relative gains, the feeling of gain mm-hmm. on the lower end would, I don't think that the people at the lower end of the income scale would feel it in a way that would make them politically respond. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah, they don't feel
the property taxes in the same way. Most people who are relatively low income are renting, so they don't feel the property tax even though they pay it. Mm-hmm. And whether or not the change in property tax would be passed down to them mm-hmm. is unclear. All right, there's some room there for landlords to mm-hmm. respond or not respond given the lack of information. There's also with respect to the sales tax, we already don't have sales tax on food. Mm-hmm. So you take the sales tax off of essentially big ticket items. Mm-hmm. The things where it really bites you is when you're buying a car mm-hmm. or if you're buying a machinery or something, if you're a mm-hmm. business. And so it's just exchanged. You're not winning.
Yeah. So
there's no political win.
It's not worth it to do the full structure change.
That's the way. That's why I think it doesn't have more kind of aggressive support. From an economist's point of view, it's unfair to have these other taxes.
Mm-hmm.
But from a politician's point of view, the gains are small, and the costs and the bureaucratic costs are huge.
Okay.
Because we need a new. The Department of Revenue would have to change how they collect money, who they were going to. There have to be something like our federal income tax system, and someone would have to enforce it, write up the code, who's going to pay, how to, you know, who's going to manage all this, go after people who aren't paying, et cetera, et cetera.
So let's move into a more specific tax policy that's been talked about a lot in Washington recently, the carbon tax policy. What do you think would the next policy look like if it was revised? Since it wasn't passed.
Something that would look
4 years. Maybe I don't think it would probably go through the midterm. They don't think they have enough support.
What has to happen politically is that individual consumers don't know that they're paying it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and that's just kind of a bait and switch technique. But essentially, if it is a tax that is placed at the on the suppliers at the business level, and it doesn't feel like consumers at least don't see it as a tax they are paying. The carbon tax on the ballot was identified as a 25-cent tax on gasoline, and that that killed it instantly. We all think of paying gasoline for gasoline. We feel like it's something we can't avoid paying because we're not going to suddenly have public transit available if you don't live along the small corridor that has public transit available. Mm-hmm. We are very wedded to our vehicles in this state, especially in Eastern Washington. They have no options.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was a clear... as much as the motivation for the policy was good, it had no chance to win.
So what other kind of public good, or not public good, sorry, but what other device could you link the tax with?
Well, so you want to link it to the pollution, right? So having it be more of a carbon tax on the polluters, so more directly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's going to end up raising the price of energy.
Mm-hmm.
People end up paying more through PSE.
Yeah.
If it goes on to refiners up, you know, so the petroleum refiners,
mm-hmm.
Whether it's down in Longview or up in Bellingham or wherever those refineries are, they will then pass that on to the gas stations. We will end up paying more and a higher price, but it's not a tax on us. It's a tax on somebody else, and it's a tax on the polluters.
So it's all how it's displayed.
Right.
Politically.
Very, very much.
Okay. So I got one last question, general question about Trump's tax policies. How do you think they will affect Washington State residents?
So specifically, his tax policies of lowering the personal income tax, lowering the corporate income tax.
Mm-hmm.
I think lowering the corporate income tax, especially since Boeing, as the WTO just came out yesterday
that's right.
and said that all of Washington's tax breaks for Boeing are against international trade law.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Boeing will appeal and blah, blah. They keep doing that over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
However, if corporate income taxes fall, then that will allow Boeing's cost to fall, and we won't quite have to give them the same lure for some of the other local B&O taxes.
Mm-hmm.
The way the B&O tax works in Washington State is particularly unfair, and if anybody wanted to look at the form, there are multiple ways of getting out of it depending on what industry you're in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also a gross receipts rather than net receipts, so you could be losing money and you still have to pay this tax if you have a lot of money coming in. Because it's regardless of how much money you pay in costs. So it's a very unfair tax that Boeing has been able to get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's essentially what the WTO is saying can't happen. So if Trump's tax policy really does lower the corporate income tax, that'll be a kind of a carrot.
Yeah.
And make the pain of actually having to pay some Washington B&O tax less.
Yeah, so you don't lose the jobs you would lose if they moved to South Carolina, but would that even open up more jobs in general? The fact that they have a lower cost, like would they feel like they could grow?
That's the argument we make in econ, right?
Yeah,
if costs go down, we should have a higher quantity produced by the firm, and then we'd have more hiring.
Mm-hmm.
It should work that way.
Yeah. but not necessarily. There's
other
different
things
variables.
That might change.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's other things that might change. And so in terms of that, and this applies across the board for any corporations, mm-hmm. right? Or individuals. So all businesses, mom and pop businesses pay at the individual tax level. Lowering taxes are an expansionary fiscal policy.
Mm-hmm.
Should be good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, nowhere in our basic macro system do we say,
all
now
of history,
there's debt.
Yeah.
And what does that debt do
all
to
of
us?
History, yeah. All of history has shown that it hasn't really worked. But
well, it's a short-term push.
Yeah.
But then what are the costs in terms of debt? It's a very liberal policy, not
mm-hmm.
a conservative policy
mm-hmm.
in some ways,
mm-hmm.
to be expanding government spending, which is one of his tenets of his plan, and reducing taxes.
Yeah,
that
doesn't
is,
work.
That means a ballooning debt, which
yeah.
is
yeah.
something conservatives have typically said that they're
yeah.
not very fond of.
Yeah.
So it will be interesting to see how this actually plays out.
And, you know, the one thing that he likes to tag with how he's going to have some of the spending is through the EPA, which is another problem, but, yeah.
And that's another...
Cutting,
that's
yeah, exactly.
right.
But I won't get into that. I'll talk to Cole Driscoll about that in a podcast. So,
okay, sounds
yeah.
good.
Thank you, Lisa.
You're
really
welcome.
Really appreciate it.
My pleasure.